What's up, podcast listeners? It's your girl, Queen Shan, with the Buy Always Believe in Yourself. So today I'm going to talk to you guys about why I started a Buy, why it's important to always believe in yourself, and, you know, what made me bring it globally to the world and have a channel. So before I get into that, I'm going to introduce you guys to my co-host, Tanisha Tucker. I call her Nisha, but yeah. The reason why I asked her to be on this channel is because, like, she really motivated me. Like, I told her about my business idea, and it first started off as like a t-shirt thing, and we were talking in Barnes and Noble, and she told me, hey girl, you know, I think it should be more than that. Like, she motivated me to, you know, start something that can spread positivity around the world. So
It was crazy because I met Chantel in college, mm-hmm. and I always thought Chantel was like extremely smart. Mm-hmm. You were just super focused. Thank I put you up there with like all the other people that I admire, like Henry and everybody.
And, thank you.
And I did think you were a little crazy though. Like you got. I was like, she just goes crazy, but she's smart. And so when we reconnected years later, mm-hmm. like you said, in Barnes and Nobles, mm-hmm. You reminded me a lot of myself. Like, we're both very ambitious. Mm-hmm. We both have that entrepreneur mindset.
Right.
And when you asked me to do this podcast, it was like, I motivate you, you motivate me, so let's just do this together.
Yeah, we kind of feed off one another. So it was like, why not bring some positivity in? And she actually makes me think. She brings out the best in me, literally, because when I first started this thing, she was like, Chantel, you need to put this. That don't sound right. How about, and she's nice with it. How about we do this instead? Like, you know, right. But she still believed in me. It wasn't the fact that we can't change it up. It still can be your idea, or it can still be the way you want it, but let's reword it, or let's reroute it in this way. But it didn't mean like, oh, you don't need to do that, period. You know what I'm saying? Because you all have those friends that they support you, but what are they doing to support you? So that's why I brought her on the show, because she literally brings out the best in me. Thank you. I'm gonna get into my reason for doing a buy. A buy is to spread positivity, empowerment to minorities who may have been told that they couldn't succeed due to lack of resource opportunities or support. And I was lacking support. I came from a small community. I was a first generation graduate out of my family. I graduated with 2 degrees, and a lot of people in my family don't even have a high school diploma. So like, it was kind of like non-supportive. It was like, okay, if you did it, you did it. You didn't, cool. But having a friend that is like gonna stick by me, and you know, she held me accountable, and she said that when we left Barnes and Noble, she said, I'm holding you accountable. And I was just like, one day I'm just gonna get up here and do this. But if I never had that support, I would have never sat down and got a chance to start recording and to start sharing my story. So my vision statement is to demonstrate minorities becoming fearlessly, courageously, and confidently living life to their fullest potential. So everybody needs support. I don't care who you are, whether you are a millionaire or you are living in poverty, or you are middle class, low class, whatever. Everybody needs a support system in order to reach your goals. And I feel like in this lifetime, everybody should have something that they want out of life, like some type of goal that they can achieve, whether it be losing weight, whether it be going to college, finishing high school. And a lot of people threw backlash on Quavo. He was a 29 years old, and he just graduated high school. But at the end of the day, if he would have stopped, yeah, he dropped out of high school, but the man really didn't need a high school diploma because he's a millionaire. But the fact that he had a support system, his brothers or uncles or whatever they are to him, to support him, and he went back. Sometimes you have to support yourself. That's why I said always believe in yourself. He believed in himself to know, I'm gonna go back and get this. Yeah, I don't need it. I'm a millionaire, but it's something that I want to do. And for him to do that, I really commend him on that.
You know, you're not always gonna have like cheerleaders, and mm-hmm. you know, your family, your friends, whomever. A lot of times you might even feel alone on whatever journey you're on. So this channel, we just want to like encourage you to have the faith in yourself to do whatever it is you need to do
and to reach your goals at the end. So with that being said, I want you guys to stay tuned, because we have a lot more juicy topics coming your way. So stay tuned.